Right now, we start the show with North Platte City Councilman Ty Lucas, the Ward 2 representative, joining us in the studio to preview the agenda for this evening's City Council meeting. Good morning, Councilman Lucas. Good to have you back in the studio, sir.
Well, good morning. My goodness, I thought I was invited in this morning to talk about NCAA bracketology, and I guess we're going to talk about City Council. Huh?
Ty is our local bracket expert.
Well, maybe not so much, but anyway, no, I'm happy to be here today, and it's nice to see a little moisture out there today. As much as it's cold and dreary, we need to remember how important moisture is to this area, so I'm excited to see the ground getting a little wet today.
Yeah, it's nice, and it's fairly warm, too. Mid-40s, upper 50s, it's not too bad. We'll live with it.
Yeah, a little moisture is good, especially this time of year.
We deserve some, too.
Yes, we do.
Now, looking at the agenda for the City Council meeting this evening, Councilman Lucas, the consent agenda for the council meeting has some just general housekeeping items on it, including a little bit of Cody Keno.
Yeah, there's a new Cody Keno contract. It looks like River's Edge Golf Club is going to put Keno into their facility, which I think is exciting for patrons, and it's a good source of revenue for the city. So I was thrilled to see that. They do a great job out at River's Edge.
It's been a little while since we've had Keno conversations, I think, at the City Council, too. So
yeah, the Good Life added Keno within the last year, but other than those two contracts, we haven't talked about Keno in a while. And, you know, it's actually a subject that in the next budget I think will be discussed, because I think in recent years Keno money had been going out to help support the large financial losses out at Iron Eagle, and that revenue stream, you know, can probably be redirected back into the city in a positive way.
And I think there's already some people lobbying for maybe a rec center to receive some of those funds. I've heard some rumblings about that already.
Well, I'd be in that camp. So, I think everybody who's asked me about it knows this, but it is important to me that our town does shift focus on an improved recreation and wellness center, both looking at city and public-private partnership type options. And so I do think that's going to be a huge topic in the next year or two in North Platte local government.
We need a new huge topic now that we've kind of had the Iron Eagle golf course situation go onto the back burner permanently, it seems like.
Yeah, it's good to have things to talk about, and as a city, I think you just want to keep progressing, and I do think that is one of our community's next highest priorities. I mean, our rec center is actually still in very good condition and
Absolutely.
Been maintained very well for its age, but it's old, and it's not the size and the activity standards that you see in communities of our size today. So as a community, I think it's time that we focus back on improving it.
Yeah, absolutely. Nothing else really on the consent agenda that stands out to me personally, Councilman Lucas. What about you?
No, I think that's the main thing. We've got the contract to help control pigeons with the USDA. That's something that we look at every year. But no, after that, I'm moving over to the regular agenda. A really important item is the health and accident insurance contracts. You know, the city of North Platte has a self-insured plan, and how that works is you basically have a captive pool of funds, and you run your own insurance plan, and then you reinsure for higher-end claims. And I know that's not the sexiest topic in the world out there for people, maybe in the public, but I would tell you as a city council member, it's one of the things I look the hardest at every year. It's one of our largest expense line items, and it's so important. I'll tell you, to me, you have to have a city that is an attractive place to work. So we have to have a good wage and benefit package, and we need to be competitive. And frankly, I like our community to be out-competitive. I mean, I want us to be the best city to work for in the state. And so you have to be really careful, because if you spend too much money on health and accident insurance, you don't have as much money to give back in wages. Mm-hmm. And if you can't give as much back in wages, you're not going to have a competitive hiring environment. And so this is a very important topic. And I know at 5 o'clock tonight we're going to have a presentation by APTA, who does the management of the plan, and then we have the agenda item to authorize the mayor to sign the contracts for this year.
Not necessarily something that's going to catch a lot of attention from constituents, but something that, like you said, Councilman Lucas, is extremely important, especially if we want to get more Matt Kibbins, more Dan Hudsons here in the North Platte community.
Absolutely. You might think I'm crazy saying this, but I would tell you that this topic is as important to me as the Iron Eagle golf course was, because as a city council, our job is really to be the direction of policy for the city, and then the management team of the city and the mayor are gonna carry out those objectives. Well, one of my objectives is to have the best hiring environment and employee environment that a city can possibly have, and so benefits tie right into that.
Absolutely.
Insurance is always a big item on anybody's budget, and especially as many employees as the city has. So glad you're taking a good look at it.
Yeah, it's a huge line item at the city. I continue to be concerned about what our average cost per family is, and that's mm-hmm. a longer discussion maybe for another day. But I think anything we can do to keep our coverage strong but drive cost out of it is extremely important for the city.
Sure. Anything else on the regular agenda that catches your attention, Ty?
Well, we're going to be talking about roads tonight. Brent Berkland, the city engineer, has put together the 1 in 6 road plan, and most of the council was in attendance at the public hearing where he presented this. But maybe just a couple projects that I wanted to talk about that I think are important. First of all, the widening and the rework of the Lakeview between Front and A Street, and that's right along the new subdivision. Mm-hmm. If you've been out there looking at the cranes over by the Golden Spike, you'll see that the footings are starting to go in for, I think, the apartment buildings. And so this would be that stretch of road. That's a stretch the council's been very concerned about because a lot of kids walk from north of Eisenhower to Eisenhower, and we'd like to have really good sidewalks and kind of an extension of the trail system there, which is all baked into this. And so it looks like that project is going to move forward this year. And the way I understand it, it's going to be basically have a middle turn lane, and that really sets that area up well for future development and improves the safety for people walking in that area too. The other road item that I'm interested in is 9th Street. You know, 9th Street has been an area, if you think about 9th Street, I'm looking at the area that's just east of Buffalo. And we've had water drainage problems there. The road gets really narrow. There's shoulder problems. And so one of the things they've got planned is to get that designed, so to get the ultimate fix of that design. But that's going to be a very expensive project. But I think it's super important that we have that project shovel ready, because if this large federal infrastructure bill comes out, I see 9th Street as a fantastic target project for potential federal stimulus or state stimulus if that ends up all coming out.
Interesting.
That's good preparation. 9th Street's been a thorny issue with a lot of residents out there. I've heard about it for a couple of years on the council, and some people pretty adamant about it. So it's good to see. And then I think Lakeview is a narrow street now, isn't it?
Yeah, both Lakeview and 9th Street are examples of higher traffic streets that are too narrow. And so both of those actually have a similar characteristic. Also with that, it's important to me that you just keep investing in the different parts of the city too. And so the nice thing about that is that you've got different parts of the community that we're investing in too.
It's a balancing act in a lot of
ways. Yeah.
It is. Roads are important, though. And the other thing that we have this year in the 1 in 6 plan is there's a lot of maintenance. There's various overlays and sealing projects. And so I know that Brent Berkland, city engineer, and Matt Kibbins, our city administrator, have been very focused on proactive management and maintenance to how we can save future repair costs. And so they've got a really nice maintenance program laid out this year too. So again, it's kind of like health insurance. It's not the sexiest issue out there, but it's very important because it's a huge part of our city budget and our city's assets.
Absolutely.
I'm also glad that you're looking at the pigeon contract. Seems like the pigeons, I watch them down at 4th and Poplar, and they're hanging out on the streetlights out there. They look like a bunch of hoodlums just kind of hunched over, gazing down at all these people
At least that's about the only hoodlums we have locally.
Yeah, we're fortunate for that. I know we've got a little gang of them that visits Nebraskaland Bank on a regular basis at both our downtown and our main location.
I was going to say, the downtown, I've seen some.
Well, I think they travel up and down the one-ways. And so, yeah, I mean, this is, again, maybe not the sexiest issue, but important. Is the city has actually provided a coordination effort on taking care of the pigeons, and it is an expense that's been growing at the city. And so I know the city administrator has been working on more private public partnership of the businesses that are really affected by the pigeons. Several of them are contributing to the expense of pigeon control, and then the city's providing a coordination and some funding effort too. So, yeah, it's just one of those little things, but it's important to have a nice, clean city.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, pigeons make a mess. They're just kind of a messy thing, and they seem to proliferate if you don't try to keep them under control. They don't seem to have many enemies.
Yeah.
Except man. But yeah, I'm kind of glad we're filling that role. So.
Yeah, well, another, I think it's, again, one of those things that just rests on, comes back to the city because they can play a coordination role in a lot of those things.
Absolutely. Councilman Lucas, anything else you'd like to address this morning at the agenda?
No, but I am looking for a bracket pick. I'm looking for some. I'm looking for you guys to give me a little bit of an underdog that I can woe my coworkers.
A Cinderella
my friends,
story.
I'm looking for a Cinderella story. So tell me what you got.
I've not even printed my bracket out yet. I'm hoping to do that today. Fingers crossed. But
yeah. Well, you've got a couple days because the games start a little bit later this year than normal.
I think Friday, isn't it?
Yeah, but I think the play-in games are maybe Thursday. And this year they've shifted the schedule. Which I would tell you, as a supervisor, I'm kind of happy about this because I've always had problems getting my loan officers to come to work on the Thursday and the Friday of NCAAs. They're always all wanting to take vacation to go watch the games. So by this year moving them to Friday, I don't have as many vacation requests as I normally have to deal with.
Oh, good problem to have, though.
It is a good problem to have.
Councilman Lucas, of course, if there's any specific items on the agenda or any specific items locally that Ward 2 constituents are concerned about or just anybody in the city of North Platte, how can they get in contact with you and have a conversation about what the city can do and what the council can possibly do?
Well, they can always call me at 5387, and if I'm not there, leave me a message and I will call you back. Or I've got my Facebook, Ty Lucas for North Platte City Council, back up and running, and I try to put a message out about once every week or 10 days, just usually a short little message about things going on at the council that are important to me. And you can also use that as an opportunity to either post a message or send me a private message if you prefer that method. So either way, I'm anxious to always hear people's feedback about things.
Councilman Lucas, as always, we appreciate the time. We'll see you again next month.
All right, nice to see you guys.
Yep, thank you.
More coming up morning after a quick break on Husker Radio's KODY.